Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that was Lay Lady Lay, a song by Bob Dylan, but performed by the great Buddy Guy. He was born on this day in 1936. Happy birthday, Buddy Guy. And let's look at this day in history, July the 30th. Let me start somewhere towards the end of our day in history and work our way backwards. On this day, Louis Lomax, who was a great author and TV journalist, was the first African-American in this country to have a regular program on a major TV network, KTTV, in Los Angeles from 1964 to 1968. He worked with the famous Mike Wallace to create this series of The Nation of Islam called The Hate That Hate Produced back in 1959. Now, he did most of the groundwork. Mike Wallace got most of the credit. There was a lot of dispute between the two of them as this was being produced, and it was really produced as a piece that showed how the Nation of Islam hated white people. It was a very controversial piece. But Louis Lomax had the trust of folks, interviewed Malcolm X, did much more, had, as I said, this incredible TV show for all those years. He wrote books like The Negro Revolt in 1962, which is a powerful book about the burgeoning civil rights movement. He wrote The Reluctant African, back in 1960. And he wrote a book called The Killer Black Man, The Shocking Parallel of the Lives of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King in 1968. And when he died, he was producing this documentary to show the connection between the FBI and the assassination of Malcolm X. And his brakes failed in his car, and he was killed. Many people think to this day that Louis Lomax didn't die by accident, that there was this huge FBI file on him, and many people believe they had a hand in his death as well. And he died on this day in 1970. On this day, a bunch of years before that, in 1608, there was a battle that took place between Samuel Champlain, who founded the city of Quebec, against the Iroquois, and began a series of wars that led to many wars, led to the Revolutionary War, led to the French and Indian War, and more. And on this day, that first battle took place. This day in 1729, the city of Baltimore was founded by Lord Baltimore himself, Cecilius Calvert. He named it after his estate in Ireland, which was Ballintemore. He founded the city of Baltimore on this day in 1729. On this day in 1839, the Amistad Revolt took place, where slaves took the ship away from the slave masters. These men were kidnapped from East Africa. And we all know the story of the Amistad, but on this day, it was the day that the ship itself was taken. On this day in 1863, President Lincoln issued his Eye for an Eye order. This was an order that was supposed to stop the Confederates from killing black soldiers that they captured. It never really worked, but he said for every black soldier killed, they would kill a Confederate soldier that was in custody. For every black soldier that was sold into slavery, they would give a Confederate soldier life in prison. It was pretty toothless, but it was significant that it was ever even took place. Now, a really horrendous day in 1866. This is a day in 1866 when the Republican Party of Georgia, blacks and whites, were holding a convention. The state militia under the control of Confederates and the resurgent and a new group called the Ku Klux Klan attacked 200 black veterans, attempted to defend. They were vastly outnumbered, outgunned, dozens of people were killed on this day in 1866 in New Orleans. This was the beginning of the resistance to Reconstruction that had barely started a year ago after the Civil War. And on this day, there was a vicious attack that also took place in Memphis just months before, the same kind of attack. But this took place in New Orleans in 1866. This is a day in 1956 that In God We Trust was made part of the U.S. national motto as part of our anti-communist crusade. It was never there before, but it was put there on this day. This is the last day that Jimmy Hoffa was seen alive in 1975. On this day in 1980, Jerusalem was declared capital of Israel by the Israelis. No one recognizes it, I think, but them. Very few people in the international world recognize that. That happened on this day in 1980. And on this day, on July the 30th, 2006, one of my mentors passed away, a man who I became very close to after a period, Murray Bookchin. He was one of America's great thinkers, a libertarian socialist and author. He was one of the founders of the whole environmental and ecology movement, believed deeply in the decentralization of government. He fought in the Spanish Civil War. He was just an amazing thinker, and his books really influenced a lot of people. And some of his books really hit many of us at heart, like his book Post-Scarcity Anarchism, which is well worth anybody to read. It is something that just stays with you forever. But he passed away on this day in 2006, and we remember Murray Bookchin on this day, and we'll link to his work. Now, for the rest of our day in history, just go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. On our way to our next segment, we hear Obladi Oblada by Marmalade. Hugh Nicholson of that group was born on this day.